This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Union Cabinet has approved increase in minimum support prices MSP for 14 Kharif crops for marketing season 2026-27. Addressing media after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government has increased the MSP of Kharif crops to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce.
किसानों के लिए आज एक बहुत बड़ा फैसला लिया गया.
टुडे अ मेजर डिसीजन वॉज टेकन फॉर फार्मर्स फॉर ऑल खरीफ क्रॉप. द एमएसपी हैज बीन फिक्स्ड एट कॉस्ट प्लस 50% और इवन हायर. विद दिस डिसीजन फार्मर्स विल रिसीव अ टोटल पे आउट ऑफ 2,60,000 crore रुपीज. द एनुअल खरीफ प्रोक्योरमेंट फॉर दिस ईयर विल बी 824 लाख मेट्रिक टन.
खरीफ प्रोक्योरमेंट होगा 824 लाख मेट्रिक टन.
The Union Cabinet has also approved a scheme for promotion of surface coal and lignite gasification projects with a financial outlay of 37,500 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav said the scheme aims to incentivize new surface coal and lignite gasification projects for production of syngas and its downstream products, targeting gasification of approximately 75 million tons of coal and lignite. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved Ahmedabad Sarkhej Dholera semi-high-speed double-line project with a total cost of nearly 20,667 crore rupees. Union Cabinet has also approved upgradation and modernization of Nagpur International Airport through long-term license involving private partner under public-private partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 6-day visit to United Arab Emirates, UAE, Netherlands, Sweden, Norway and Italy on Friday. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Secretary West in Ministry of External Affairs C.B. George informed that on the first leg of his five-nation visit, Mr. Modi will reach UAE on Friday.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be undertaking a five-nation tour from 15 to 20 May, which includes the United Arab Emirates and four European nations, the Netherlands, Sweden, Norway, and Italy. Prime Minister will begin his visit from the UAE on 15 May, where he will meet the President of the UAE, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, and exchange views on bilateral relations, in particular energy cooperation, as well as regional and international issues of mutual interest.
The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested five accused persons in connection with the alleged irregularities and paper leak related to the NEET UG 2026 examination. The five accused persons in the case are three from Jaipur, one from Gurugram, and one from Nashik, and several other suspects are currently being examined. The agency today has also carried out searches at multiple locations across the country based on emerging leads. The Assam government will introduce the Uniform Civil Code UCC bill in the State Legislative Assembly on the 26th of this month. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma made the announcement while addressing the media after chairing the first cabinet meeting of the new term. Mr. Sarma said a special session of the Assam Assembly will be held from 21st to 26th of this month. Minister for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that the government is continuously working towards ensuring simplified, compassionate and responsive pension administration for the benefit of the pensioners. Addressing the 6th All India Pension Adalat in New Delhi today, Dr. Singh said that pensioners must be viewed not merely as beneficiaries of government support, but as valuable contributors to nation building whose experience, expertise and institutional memory remain a national asset. The 16th Pension Adalat, organized by the Department of Pension and Pensioners, took up 985 long-pending pension grievances relating to various ministries. The ministry said that till today, 728 cases accounting for nearly 74% of the total grievances have already been resolved. And in IPL cricket, the toss for the match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Kolkata Knight Riders in Raipur has been delayed due to rain and wet outfield. The pitch inspection is scheduled for 8:15 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.